Todd Maurer in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, at this point of the season, how beneficial is a bye week like last week?
I think it's always beneficial, Schultz. You and I talk about this a lot, and I guess if you're really humming, do you want a bye week? Probably not, but I just think you can use a bye week for a positive. Guys can, again, they can heal their bumps and bruises, you know, and some of our guys' cases, we've had some, you know what, some lingering injuries that they really needed last weekend off, and it prevented us from having to miss them from another series. So that helped. But I just think psychologically, we realize the stretch run is very difficult. We have 8 games left. You know, difficult travel, particularly this weekend against Ferris. So I always think it's a good bonus, and especially again if it's last weekend or this weekend or even 2 weekends from now. There's like 3 weeks that a bye the second half of the year, I think, is really beneficial, and it allows your guys again to kind of heal up. You know, kind of get into the mode that they need, you know, for the stretch run.
Looking back at the Saturday night at Lake State, Mike Soucier was a big part of 2 goals that ended up being the difference makers for you. Zeus is not a guy that sees a ton of minutes, not a guy that sees a ton of ice. Situation like that, though, he comes through, didn't he?
Absolutely, that whole line. Zeus made 2 good plays. Tyler Kirkup obviously finished. Alex Adams finished. Those guys, what a shot in the arm when those guys obviously can generate offense. And I told those guys, actually, I kind of got after them that the Friday morning skate in Lake Superior. They were -2. They were -2 Friday night in Michigan Tech in the outdoor game. I said, you guys can't get scored on. I go, I don't care. I go, if you guys score a goal. I go, if you score a goal, that's just a huge added bonus. I go, your job is to, you know, keep the puck alive, keep the puck low, get some sustained pressure, wear the opposing team down, add a physical element to our team, and hopefully, again, they're on the ice and we can get an offensive zone faceoff for the next line that goes out. I go, you need to win your shifts. When you win your shifts, we feel that on the bench, and that's kind of what I told those guys. And then they end up getting a couple goals. That's even it even adds that much more to it.
And the first goal, Alex Adams' goal, Alex was kind of tied up on the end wall with 2 of their guys, and Seuss came in, and, I mean, he didn't blow up the pile over there, but enough contact, puck comes free, and a play gets made. You don't need to blow guys up to be physical, do you?
100%. You just got to – the biggest thing is just have loose puck intensity, have intensity, you know, get to the puck quick. I mean, the biggest thing is just get to the puck quick. Whether it's stick pressure or physicality, it doesn't matter. The biggest thing is just have a motor and, again, just try to blow up plays before they start.
When you're in a race for home ice, just to extend that chance, that hope – if you lose that Saturday night game at Lake State, chances are you're headed on the road, right?
100%. And, again, mostly a team you're competing with was Lake Superior State for home ice. So it even adds that much more to the game because, again, you maintain that gap that you had going into the series.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to Ferris. Historically, Tom, a very, very, very good defensive team. Are they like that again this year?
They've struggled there a little bit, Schultz. And, I don't know everything, but I think they've been a little inconsistent in goal, but they still have that element of a good defensive team. And but that's the one thing that's kind of probably handcuffed them a little bit this year.
You can't replace guys like Gerald Mayhew and guys like that, though, can you?
Well, I mean, we all lose players. I mean, they lost those guys a few years ago, too. But we all lose players. And, again, sometimes different seasons, different years bring on different struggles. And sometimes it's hard to pinpoint that. But, again, I'm not with their team every day, so I don't know. But I'm just looking statistically. They usually, again, aren't giving up the goals they are. But they're also scoring more than they've ever scored, too. So maybe that goes hand in hand. But all I know is I just know how difficult of a building this is. I know how well coached they are. And I just know that it's going to be so challenging. And, hey, every game in our league, Bob Daniels and I were talking about it this morning, every game in our league is a battle. And I think it's the strongest top to bottom our league's ever been.
I don't know if Bemidji State fans know a whole heck of a lot about Big Rapids, Michigan, or Ferris State hockey. But 2 pretty similar towns, Bemidji and Big Rapids, aren't they?
100%. We're both a little isolated. We both have great hockey tradition. You know, it's state universities. Very similar. Very similar communities. We're probably bigger. We're actually bigger, Schultz. And I think, again, if you take a look at our 15-mile radius, we're sitting around 40,000 people. And I think, we're, you know, a 30-mile radius, we're right around 60,000. So we're actually bigger. And our business district is bigger, than Big Rapids. You know, their university's bigger though. I think they're close to 10,000 students. So, but it's your kind of your stereotypical college town here. I mean, the college makes up the town, and it's a pretty cool place.
To think how long Bob Daniels has been here, that's a testament to him and also his passion for this game, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, he loves living here, and it's been a great place for him. And again, these are great quality of life, and that's how I kind of look at it. You know, for me, I got a wonderful quality of life in Bemidji. Bob's got a wonderful quality of life here in Big Rapids, and you know, you raise your kids here, and you become part of the community, and that goes a long ways.
On the ice, you got a lot of freshmen who are playing their first series in this building. Takes a little while to get used to this place. How important is that Thursday practice and that pregame skate this morning?
More important than most of them, that's for sure, Schultz. And we talked to our guys and about a lot of the nuances of this rink. We showed some things in video, but conversely, you just got to kind of get into the thick of things and play and get acclimated that way.
What are some of the things that you just can't get away with doing in this building that you can elsewhere?
Puck management. Like, you really have to. I mean, if you turn over the puck, there's going to be a scoring chance awful fast. To the point where you may not be able to recover. There's times if there's a turnover, your hard work, you might be able to get back and recover and cover up for the mistake that was just made. But this rink is very hard, and the puck can go into the back and then it awful fast right here. And also, you just better be on top of things. You can't fall asleep out there because the end wall, the glass, and the shallow corners, the width of the rink is narrower. There's just so many things that creates that atmosphere. And I always use the analogy that the game is like the Indy 500 out here, and the puck is bouncing like a Super Bowl. So you just better be ready for all those things.
With the high glass, the puck stays in a lot more than elsewhere. How difficult is, especially, a second period line change?
Oh, big time. I mean, mostly if they have, a goal, you can play the puck. I remember when they had C.J. Mott. Oh, he was like he was like another defenseman back there. So then, you really got to be alive on your line changes. You got to make them quick, one at a time. You have to make sure, again, that, you don't have two to three guys coming off the ice at once, because that's when you can, feel the effects of a long stretch pass.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.